Patient's name is Gary Jackson, first name G-A-R-Y, last name J-A-C-K-S-O-N. Date of birth is 9/24/1965. Date of service is 2/8/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness. The 56-year-old male presents to the clinic for a follow-up status post-motor vehicle accident that occurred in December. Patient states that after the motor vehicle accident, he's been having intermittent dizzy spells that come and go. He's already been evaluated with radiological studies and is currently in physical therapy with one more session left. And he states that the dizzy spells have not improved. Allergies to morphine and hydrocodone. Current medication denies. Medical history denies. Surgical history, appendectomy, bleeding ulcer and hand. Social history denies drugs, ETOH or smoke, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, blood pressure 113 over 77, heart rate 68, respiratory rate 16, temp 98.6, O2 98, and he weighs 171 pounds. Physical exam general, he's alert, pleasant, cooperative, well-nourished, well-groomed, H-E-E-N-T. Mucous membranes are moist, pupils are pearl, neck negative, J-V-D, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally. Abdomen, soft bronchial nerve, bowel sounds times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANA times 4, gait steady, and skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan number 1, vertigo. Patient will be given a script of meclizine to take up to 3 times a day as needed for symptom relief. He states that at this time he does not think radiological studies are necessary since he has already had them done, and those were negative. We will reevaluate his dizziness after he has taken the medication for a couple of weeks. If he does have any worsening of symptoms, he can return to the clinic for further evaluation and possible further testing. He does agree with this plan of care, and he was given an opportunity to ask questions. He has none at this time.